Now we're joined by former Giants linebacker and current ESPN broadcaster Antonio Pierce. Antonio, good to see you.
It's good, man. It's a little different with the suit on. Normally I'm out here with a helmet and a jersey, but you know I traded in a couple years ago, so I'm good.
Well, speaking of which, we're here at training camp. Do you start getting the itch to play around training camp, or is this when you say, it's a good thing I got out of it when I did?
No, I wish I was playing now because they got it so easy. They don't even do two-a-days anymore. But, you know, my first 2 years, it was tough. I couldn't really come around games or training camp. You know, this is my fourth year out now. A little bit more comfortable, at ease. I don't know, once I start hitting the pads and seeing the guys run around and see old faces, it gets a little difficult.
Would you prefer it back in Albany like you had it, or would you like it here in New Jersey?
I like Albany, man. I like Albany because you get away, you're away from the family. You know, it's different. It's a time for guys to get together, the chemistry. You do, obviously, Albany's not much to do, so you just focus on football. You know, here, you got a little too many distractions, I feel.
All right, let's get into the team stuff. The Giants defense, first and foremost, right. Obviously had some struggles last mm-hmm. year. What do they need to do to fix that in 2013?
Well, when the Giants have been rocking and rolling, the defense, and obviously it starts up front. And if the front four can't get pressure just by themselves, then Perry Fields going to have to start coming up with systems and plays and designs to create that pressure. You know, they're inexperienced at the linebacker position. Guys going to have to really step up there. Secondary, you're pretty solid, but he's going to have to come up with a design to get pressure on the quarterback to get that ball out fast because teams are going to exploit the weaknesses in that back end because of what's going on with the front four.
Jason Pierre-Paul, the back injury. They lose Chris Canty. They bring in Colin Jenkins, Mathias Kiwanuka back to defensive end. Right. Do you like the new setup the Giants have in that front four?
They're big and physical. That's a big group now. I wish I had some big bodies like that. A lot of the guys I play with, but those are some big bodies right there. And every one of them have something to prove. That's the best thing about that group. Each and every one of them has something individually that they have to prove on. So if you get that group and get that fire in their belly going again, you're going to be excited about the Giants' defense. But do they have it? You know, do they have that spark plug? Has Tuck got over that mental block, whatever it was the last few years? Is that passion back in there? You know, because when it is, he's one of the best defensive ends in the National Football League. Same thing with Jason Pierre-Paul. You know, can he get over this hump with this injury? You know, as a young guy, first time dealing with a major injury, Mathias, I think it's good for him to finally be back at defensive end. That's who he was. You know, we use him when I played as a linebacker, and he did what was best for the team, but wasn't best for him. He's a defensive end.
How about the linebacker position? I personally think all three starting spots are up for grabs. What does that do when there's so much competition in that group? And who do you see emerging from the Giants linebacking core?
Well, it hopefully brings out the best in each and every one of them. And that is strange when you find one group where each spot is open and it gets a great opportunity. That's all you want in life is opportunity. So Rivers, Curry, those are guys with the high draft picks, you know, got a little bit of game experience. You would expect them to kind of stand out. But I really think this group will be some of the younger guys, you know, and I wouldn't sleep on Dan Connor. I think he's a guy who has a lot of playing time. You watched him play in Dallas the last few years. He's a guy that can run around and make some plays happen. So it's going to be interesting. You really want to see how they work as a unit, too, now. That's what's important, you know, the chemistry. So you can try all these different matchups, but you got to remember, you got to have the guy on the left and the right. You got to have some kind of chemistry together playing as a group.
Now, good thing for the Giants, not a whole lot of questions offensively. Eli Manning is back, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And between emerging players David Wilson and Reuben Randle, Cruz and Nix are back. Could this be one of the most explosive offenses in Giants history?
You got a lot of weapons, a lot of speed, a lot of big play receivers. You know, I mean, these guys can, after the catch, they can go. You know, that's something even in years past they didn't have. Really excited to see what David Wilson's going to do. You know, how many catches, how many touches he's going to get coming out the backfield. Is he going to have that home run threat that he showed us last year? You know, the speed is there. But the key thing with these guys is, you know, how do they work well together? You know what I mean? Is there going to be complaining about who's getting the ball? Because Eli's going to spread the wealth. You know, he's not going to just target one guy. Each guy is going to be, and then I think the addition of Myers, that's going to be huge for him. That's another safety valve for Eli. He likes that slot, that tight end guy. You got two solid quality guys there.
AP, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good
always
to see
good.
You, my man.
You too, man.